Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Amazon has a race problem. That's the allegation of over a dozen current and former employees who spoke to Recode's Jason Del Rey. Jason wrote the story and is here with us. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Teddy.
So, Jason, you spent the last few months talking with current and former Amazon employees. Give me the quick headline on what you found.
Sure. So there are quite a bit of anecdotes and allegations of racial discrimination at the company. But there's also this bigger point, which is structural issues at the company that create a place where Black employees are promoted less frequently and rated more harshly than their non-Black peers.
And Jason, you're talking about Amazon headquarters, right? We're not talking about warehouse workers, which you've also covered. We're talking about Amazon HQ in Seattle.
Correct. So these are corporate employees who may work in Seattle, but you know, Amazon now has sort of big office presence in a bunch of major cities, obviously around the globe, but also around the US.
Right, right. And Jason, you lay out in the piece kind of some of these big structural reasons how Amazon is acting in a biased way against Black employees, according to them. Talk to me about the ways in which Amazon employees are classified, which, you know, seems like inside baseball, but I think it really speaks to the bigger issues here at play.
Amazon has these corporate levels that employees are slotted into, 4 through 12. And so these levels are super important because they impact your salary range, sort of who your peers are, and often the impact you can have at the company. What all of the Black employees I spoke to told me is that they believe that either they or colleagues they know, when they came to Amazon, were slotted at a level that was actually lower than peers at the company who had sort of similar experiences.
Right. It's called down-leveling, which is something I never heard of before. Very Amazon-y.
And sort of that came up a bunch in this reporting, and specifically as it relates to the acquisition of a startup founded by two Black entrepreneurs called Parkpick.
Tell me about the startup that you wrote about.
There was this computer vision startup called Parkpick that was founded in Atlanta by two Black entrepreneurs. And Amazon bought this company in 2016. Mm-hmm. Sort of some circles in the tech industry was sort of seen as historic because it was either one of the first or perhaps the first time that Amazon had acquired a company started by Black entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And what I learned through my reporting is that both of the founders of this company left Amazon basically as soon as they could, which was while still sort of getting all the benefits of their deal. So that's about 3 years in. I should be clear, they didn't comment for this piece.
Okay.
But through other sourcing, the CEO, a Black woman, I'm told, spent a lot of her time at Amazon fighting for promotions of Black PhDs on her team who were at a lower level than peers at the company with similar experience. So what sort of should have been, you know, a historic event at Amazon and one that a lot of people hoped would lead to more positive racial change inside the company ended up with the two Black founders leaving very unhappy with their experience at Amazon.
So that's down-leveling. Let's talk now about sort of bias and just metrics that could be used that contribute to that bias. Amazon has these leadership principles, right, which are sort of famous even outside of Amazon for kind of a way to run a company effectively. One of these principles is earns trust, two words. What is earns trust? And tell me how that could actually hurt Black employees.
Sure. So I think it might make sense for me to just quickly read the principle as it's sort of laid out by Amazon.
Go ahead.
Okay. Earns trust. Leaders listen attentively, speak candidly, and treat others respectfully. They are vocally self-critical, even when doing so is awkward or embarrassing. Leaders do not believe their or their team's body odor smells of perfume.
Okay.
I could picture Jeff Bezos writing that for some reason. They benchmark themselves and their teams against the best. Okay, so what I learned is that, you know, while those are the words that how Amazon describes it on paper, mm-hmm. Earns Trust, according to, you know, many of my sources, sort of used in more of a vague, broad way. You know, if a manager doesn't like you, or you're too vocal or not vocal enough, you know, Earns Trust is sort of used in performance reviews and in sort of other feedback to signal like you're not living up to Amazon's leadership principles. Three of the employees who spoke to me say that Earns Trust was used as a reason to either try to push them out of the company or black colleagues they know.
Okay, so we've talked about downleveling. We've talked about Earns Trust. I guess the final sort of a category to your reporting is promotions. Obviously, those are always, you know, political internally, but tell me what it's like to be a black employee at Amazon seeking a promotion.
Yeah, so, I mean, I talked to several current and former diversity employees, meaning their job or part of their job is focused on making Amazon a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive company. Mm-hmm. And they said that, you know, promotion data shows that black employees are promoted less frequently than non-black peers. And, you know, there's one specific anecdote that stuck with me when I'm talking to a black employee who stayed at Amazon, but dealt with a situation where they believe they were absolutely on a promotion track, had a boss who told them as such, and then had a white male manager sort of replace their boss. And suddenly, you know, the goalposts started to move and move and move. And this person was very vocal in calling this out. And they think that sort of even led to making the situation worse in a way. This employee transferred elsewhere, said they now have a supportive team and manager that they enjoy working for, and is hoping to change the company from the inside out while also calling out these things publicly with the hope that articles like this will create impact internally.
And Jason, this isn't just like a middle management problem, right? This sort of issue with promotions goes up to the very top of Amazon.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Amazon has a senior leadership team around Jeff Bezos called the S Team.
Okay.
And that's about two dozen of, you know, the top executives at the company. And Amazon only added the first black executive to the S Team this past summer, Alicia Bullard Davis, who runs warehouses worldwide for the company. And, you know, one of the big issues that a former diversity manager at Amazon told me with the programs they have around diversity is that, in this employee's opinion, her name's Channing Kelly Ray, mm-hmm. there needs to be not only buy-in from the top of the company around making Amazon a more racially equitable workplace, but also some goals and or punishment on the other side if goals and workplace conditions don't improve. And, you know, my understanding as of right now is that, you know, there is not specifically a diversity leader on Amazon's S Team. There is an HR head, but that person does not have expertise in these areas. And so, you know, that was a big takeaway for me from my interview with Channing, who's the only employee that was willing to go on the record with her opinions. Who said, listen, like Amazon can be great at this stuff. There are a lot of people trying very hard at the company to make the company better. But if there's not sort of people at the very top of the company judged on these goals, judged on the experiences of black employees, we will never see sort of lasting change.
Jason, how does Amazon take all of this? Are they acknowledging any issues or what's their response to this?
So on one hand, Amazon said, you know, any disturbing anecdotes showing discrimination and or bias are unacceptable. But on the other hand, you know, in their statement, they said, we disagree with the characterization of Amazon's culture and believe that it misrepresents the facts and is based on the views of a small number of individuals. I stand by my reporting. I think the fact that many of the employees I spoke to have worked in diversity and inclusion mm-hmm. gives them a broader purview of what Amazon is like more broadly. And I think, you know, I don't know that Amazon's going to sit there and say, we have more serious issues than we thought we had. But that was their response.
Jason Del Rey, this is an important piece. It's long, so folks should settle in when they have some time. But thanks for writing in and thanks for coming on. You can read more at recode.net.
Thanks, Teddy.